I don't believe it, Red Shot. He's pulling against me. 200 horsepower. I put it in reverse.
How about a bumper sandwich, booger lips?
Bingo!
Shut up and three bit more popcorn! Shut up and three bit more popcorn!
Waka waka, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shut Up and Refill My Popcorn. This episode, we're going to get into 1994, 1995. Can't remember when this movie came out, but it's Ernest Goes to School. And as you can see, this is in video format. So if you're listening on the audio, do yourself a solid. Go check out the video because I'm joined again by my special guest, my first guest in this 2024 March podcasting madness, Foyer or whatever that I do for the anniversary podcast. I don't know what his Foyer means.
I don't know, bro. Keep rolling with it.
CJ Manuel.
What's going on, my friend? What's happening? How you doing?
What is up? Thank you for joining me this go around, this fifth year anniversary around the world in this podcasting game. And so we're gonna get into Ernest Goes to School. Now, like I said, I can't remember when this movie came out, 94, 95.
According to IMDb, it came out May 6, 1994.
I know it was before Billy Madison because that was the thing. It came out before Billy Madison. Doesn't have this, it would have the same kind of premise, you know, older dude goes back to high school. But Ernest has been an established character, you know, since what, the 70s when he was doing commercials, 80s doing commercials.
That's where I remember Ernest with the I thought,
hey, back, Vern.
Huh? Yeah, hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern.
I thought it was just a local at the time until like
I think I'd go so
out of town to visit other relatives, and the same jokes would be different, but it'd be different jokes, but the same, like the ladder, the falling off the ladder, and all that stuff. Yeah. That gig, I would see different versions of that if I was like in Louisiana than if I did home or if I did was it Dallas or whatever. And it was always some kind of local product or car dealership or whatever. And that was kind of like revolutionary at his time. And they made a shitload of money. Advertising firm that created that character made a shitload of money off of that shit, man.
Because he didn't portray like a hillbilly redneck type. He was just like an every kind of guy.
Dim-witted, like
dim-witted
kind of
everyman type. Yeah, and so you know the one movie that I remember growing up was Ernest Scared Stupid, but I think the first film in the Ernest franchise would be Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yeah. That's the only one up until this one that I seen any parts of, and I saw pieces of that. So I hadn't seen any other Ernest movie because by then I was already, you know, I was from 94. I had just joined the Navy, bro. I was aware of the movie, but I was like, I ain't watching this shit. It's like they could have called this Ernest Jumps the Shark. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yeah. I want to say this one, and there was another one. They were kind of like I would see. You know, one side say it was this movie, another side would say it was Ernest Goes to Africa. That were kind of
Was the last one. I was reading that was the last one. I kind of want to see. That's what I kind of want to see. I want to see how racist it is. So I might check out Ernest Goes to Africa. I was like, but, what?
I remember growing up, I remember watching Ernest Goes to Jail. Now, I remember Ernest Scared Stupid. For this one line and this one line only, because growing up, I remember laughing at it with my brother. It was when he sees the goblin or the little troll, and he's like, how about a knuckle sandwich, booger lips? And he punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And just the booger lips as a kid, as a little kid, like, ah, he said booger. Like that almost an F-bomb was dropped or something. But and then Ernest Goes to Jail. I remember seeing that one on TV, on like an NBC TV of the week or movie of the week type of deal. But yeah, dude, Ernest Goes to School. The premise here, it's kind of all over the place. It's goofy, it's dimwitted, it's silly. But the premise here is that, you know, Ernest is the maintenance slash janitor custodian guy. I think he's maintenance. I wouldn't say he's custodian. He's a maintenance dude at a high school. The district board member or the district, some higher up, comes and talks to the principal and says, hey, we're going to make some changes. You know, we're going to end up closing your school down. You know, we're making some changes in the district and close your school down. You know, one of the changes we've talked about, the board's talked about, is every employee has to be, at least has to have a high school diploma, has to be a high school graduate. And Ernest, what's his last name? P. Worrell? Ernest Worrell?
P is his middle name, or middle initial.
Yeah. And so he doesn't have one. And so this guy, he already has it in his head, like, I'm going to close you down. You know, fuck, you can try and fix your situation as best you can. Nothing's going to help. So let's just, you know, you're done. You're basically done. And so he, he's the bad guy of this film. Ernest is, I mean, you would think it would be the bullies, which I don't know if you noticed who one of the bullies was, is a comedian and wrestler enthusiast, Mr. Yeah, Will Sasso.
Yeah, young Will Sasso. I popped when I saw that in the cast. I was like.
And this was before he was on Mad TV. I think came in way before season. That. Yeah. But yeah, you know, Will Sasso does his Jesse Ventura impressions, his Stone Cold Steve Austin impression.
I was watching that before we started rolling.
I love those, bro. I love those. They're the funniest fuck. In Minnesota.
Hold on. Pippin's yelling at me. I'll be right back.
All right. As he's doing that, let me get into a little bit of the backstory of this film, a little bit more in depth in the story. So, like I said, Ernest needs to go back to school. The principal talks to him and they set up this deal. So he goes back to school. And then, you know, like we said, he's a little dimwitted. He's kind of goofy. He has some hiccups with one of the teachers. I think it was a math teacher. And the first week kind of goes, it just sucks. The first week did not go as planned. He's kind of down in the dumps. But there's hope. What is that hope? It's these, Miss, is that her name? That's
Flugel. Yeah, he got size for Miss Flugel. Yeah.
Oh no, that was the band teacher. No, I'm talking about the science, Bobby's friend.
You're talking about Gerda and Bobby. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gerda. Yeah.
I was talking about Miss Flugel.
Miss Flugel, yeah. Miss Flugel's the band teacher. He's got a crush. So she's gonna be the love interest for him while his little high school buddy is interested in I don't even know what the girl's name is, but the actress is Sarah Chalk. So if you're a fan of Scrubs or Roseanne, she played one of the Beckys.
Other Becky, right?
Becky, yeah.
And okay.
Scrubs, she was on Scrubs. She played what the fuck was her name?
I didn't recognize her. I popped when I saw Will Sasso's name, but I didn't recognize her name until you said, Other Becky. Yeah, okay.
And so now, you know, Like I said, he's down in the dumps. He knows that he's going to fail. He can't pass this end of the school exam or this big test that they're going to give. And Girdle and Bobby have invented a brain. Oh, what was it?
It was make dumb people smart gimmick.
Basically, you know? a brain accelerator. That's what it was. Yeah. And he comes out being like, he's got a tie. He's got glasses. He talks very professional, very, very proper.
Yes.
Yeah. It only lasted about a few seconds because he went back to her. Hey, Vern. Yeah. And but it all depends on how long it's on your head.
Yeah. And he said, you know, that the normal person, it would last a few hours, but because he was so stupid, you know, he had to come back every hour or whatever it was.
He had to come back every hour to at least, or every 3 hours or something like that.
Yeah, the normal person is every 3 hours, but you're so stupid, you got to come back every hour. So you had to go, like, he was supposed to go in between classes, remember?
Oh, yeah. And it just made him a dick, really. Like, we see later on, he's, like, just being rude to all his little high school buddies, and And even to the scientists that are there helping him. Yes. I kind of laughed when they were doing that experiment with the pig, and the pig's supposed to do like math problems, and then there's fucking Ernest doing like
the wrong answers. Yeah.
It was 2 + 4, which is 6, and he's like 7. Yeah. And the pig types 7, which the pig typing in general is amazing, but yeah, somehow they're like, no, it's the wrong answer. Listen
to him. Yeah, the pig listened to him and said, oh yeah, let me do what he said.
Yeah, he's like, you stupid motherfucker, I got it wrong. So he's going in between classes and recharging his brain, and he's like top dog. He's got all the math answers down to like the equation. Like that's some advanced math. Like, I don't know, would that be like calculus or what or anything? Like, I don't think that was algebra.
It's like, I don't know, bro.
I don't know, bro. Yeah. And so and then the band teacher makes him the drum major.
Drum major, yeah.
And he is killing it. He's got these kids playing what is that tune? It's that American
Stars and Stripes Forever.
Okay, yeah. So they're playing the fuck out of that. They're gonna do this badass halftime show at the second to last big game. So it's the game before the district game. So in order to win this game, you make it to district. So would that be by district or some sort of semi? I don't know. It was a major game.
Yeah. I didn't understand how like the 100% high school, you know, every employee had to have a high school diploma and they had to win the championship game to stay open. It doesn't make no sense to me.
Yeah, like there's all these obstacles. Yeah, all these obstacles. But they see the dude wanted to get rid of him. The dude was a dick.
Yeah. Principal should have just fired his ass and said, get your diploma and then you can come back. Well, then we would have been blessed with this masterpiece that we're reviewing at this point in time.
Oh, man. The silliness that ensues. I mean, you saw him trying to fix that leaky faucet in the beginning.
Yeah.
The pipes causing the toilets to do all this. It's almost cartoonish.
If I was 5, I would find that. I would have found that funny.
Yeah. That's something that, you would expect that from an Ernest movie. Just silliness. And
him getting flattened in the opening run. I did chuckle.
Yeah.
And I chuckled at the football game at the end.
You know, when he kind of talks to himself like, the coach used to call him legs or something, and
crazy, you know, legs, world.
Crazy legs and all that. So you know, let's get into it. So what's kind of the craziness, or what's kind of the major points that kind of caught your attention in this film?
Well, before I answer that, one of the crazy things I was like, bro, how do you put yourself through watching these terrible ass movies? You know, it's fun, but it's like, oh God, there's a lot of groaners. But this was
That's the gimmick.
I'm just fucking around. But I think by this time, these were I can't remember if this was the last one to get released in theaters or whatever. But
it almost came off of like a TV movie, like the production
or direct video. Because damn movies.
Yeah.
First four were released in theaters and the rest were direct to video, and they were supposed to be making like an Ernest the Pirate or Ernest in the Caribbean, something the pirate when he died, he had cancer and died. But with this movie in particular, I popped at the because we've been doing these wrestling thing podcasts on Extra Butter, and you've been helping me out with Comic Chops and stuff. So we've been talking a lot of wrestling and comedy and stuff. And I was like, okay, this is a break. This is going to be the first non-wrestling movie at all. So I did pop at the little cameo with the wrestler in this movie, you know? So I didn't expect that. I had never seen this or whatever. So that made me laugh. That made me chuckle.
Did you notice how loose the ropes were?
I know.
Like, bad. Like,
I know.
Try running those motherfuckers and not ending up on the fucking on the floor.
That and the only two black guys in the movie were the wrestler in the dream sequence and the last guy he had to beat to score the touchdown to win the game, whatever, who looked like he was like the biggest, baddest player or whatever. So I did enjoy that that contemporary era profiling. Very significant moment in token black guy history. So I do appreciate that. Yeah, so this was actually not the worst movie that I've seen in this series. I still think Ready to Rumble was as bad as this. So it was tied, you know. But I do appreciate the genius of Jim Varney, who had his roots in stand-up comedy and improv, and he had gotten over before this Ernest franchise, and then after Ernest franchise, he did the first two Toy Stories. And I forgot he was in that Beverly Hillbillies remakes that came out a couple of years after this one.
93 or 94.
Yeah. So I forgot he had played Jed Clampett. So I was a big mark for that show back in the day. You ever watch reruns of Beverly Hillbillies and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That stupid show still holds up with some of those jokes.
Naked Night lineup from back in the day
You know folks like that. And it's not color, you know. I knew black versions of Granny, Mexican versions of Granny, a couple of Mexican versions of Ellie Mae.
Hey, oof. Now,
yes, sir.
insert Blue Chew commercial here.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, even Conan can agree. That's tremendous. but so yeah, I do miss those kind of shows and stuff, and just watching the Ernest movie. Even though it was a bad movie and stuff, but that's the point. I just thought about Jim Varney, the character, and that Ernest character beforehand, and so that kind of took me down to that nostalgia trail and stuff. So a lot of these movies that we watch on both the wrestling front and this, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia and stuff. So I do hope that I can kind of bring some context and stuff, because we're like a generation. I'm an old head. I'll be 50 this year, so some of these movies kind of hit me a little different than hit you and stuff. So. I'm interested in like hearing your point of view and stuff when you were a kid, and some of these movies you were little, so you see them through a different lens, so the nostalgia might hit you a little bit different and stuff. So I think that's
cool. Yeah, there's a good dynamic there because watching a movie, I don't know if we talked about anything or even just wrestling, like we talked on the Comic Chops, the first Comic Chops episode. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up watching WCW in 93-ish, like right around that time Sting was going to wrestle Vader in Super Brawl time. And, you know, at that time I was like maybe 5 or 6 years old. I was probably about five years old. Jeez. And you're probably,
just joined the Navy in 93. Yeah.
So. Yeah. And so like your take on that, like you probably thought, man, that was whack or whatever. And I'm just like thinking, holy shit, is the best thing I've ever. Yeah. So that dynamic, you know, it works, you know,
it helps fill in gaps and stuff, you know.
That's cool. Yeah. Like maybe you weren't even watching it because you were, you know, WWF, you know, more leaning WWF than WCW. Because WCW at this time wasn't, you know, this was way before Nitro. Around that time, it was a completely different horse.
Yeah, so by then I was football, girls, hanging with my friends, trying to deflower myself, you know, tired of deflowering myself, you know, trying to find some,
Yeah, I'm over there picking my nose, playing with Ninja Turtles and getting on my brother's nerves. But yeah, so, you know, this movie... To be like I said, I've never the only ones I could think of is Ernest Scared Stupid, Goes to Jail, and then Goes to Camp. I didn't know that there is a huge,
I was going down that rabbit hole. Yeah,
there's a list of Ernest movies, and he passed away. Did you see where he passed away of it with cancer?
Lung cancer, I think.
Lung cancer, he was
a smoker,
Yeah, that had to have been by the 2000s. Because he had already done Toy Story 2, and that came out in 99. So,
yeah, that sounds about right. So, Ernest first appeared as a character in this variety called Hey Vern, It's My Family. So he played all the main characters. So he played his, hold on, let me get
and,
to the thing.
And the way they used to shoot that was like, you know, like he's talking to the camera. The camera is a person, like, hey, you know, like get out of my house type of deal. Yeah. And yeah, I remember I've seen the clips and I remember they even did some of the movies like that. Like Vern was a character in the movie. And so yeah. I think so maybe it was
that second Ernest person where the camera is Vern. So he's talking to you. So you're playing the character of Vern, you know.
Kind of wish they did that here, you know, because that was kind of iconic. Been cool.
Yeah, that he could have had some cutaways to Vern and stuff like that. Yeah, that would have been a good idea. Absolutely. So he I'm trying to figure out who all the characters. I saw it before. He had played.
Bobby's a returning character. I've seen him in at least Ernest Saves Christmas.
Yeah. There's some characters that are from that original Ernest variety show that do come back in different roles and stuff like that. So that was his first appearance. That was in 83, and then in 86 there was the Ernest Film Festival, which I think was just like a greatest hits of his commercials and shit like that. But the first movie in the Ernest saga, I guess, canon, is Ernest Goes to Camp in 87. So there's one.
Oh, okay. So it came out in 87.
The Ernest Saves Christmas, I think that was the most popular one in 88. Ernest Goes to Jail. I remember hearing about that one in 90. Ernest Scared Stupid in 91. Ernest Rides Again. Something called Your World as I See It, but I don't think that was an Ernest movie. Ernest Goes to School in 94. Slam Dunk Ernest in 95.
Okay.
Ernest Goes to Africa in 97. And Ernest and the Army was the last one. And then, like I said, there was supposed to have been one that was a pirate type theme or whatever that didn't. That they were, I think they were beginning production or at least had a treatment or a script in place. But then Jim Varney passed away. So then that was the end of that.
Yeah. So now like he's super brainy. He's, you know, killing it as the band drum major.
Yeah.
And then the day of his performance, and at this time, the bullies kind of figured out what was going on. And so they went into the little secret hideout that he was going to get his brain recharged and trashed everything, just like bullies and dickheads do.
Yeah.
Ernest goes to recharge and he realizes it's kaput. It's, you know, there's nothing there to recharge. And the whole halftime show goes to shit. Things start, you know, fireworks start fires everywhere, and it's just people are like it was I guess would be the climax of the film, or like the downfall of the main character, I guess. Well, not the downfall, but like the low point, because now his secret is kind of out and people are ashamed or like just disappointed in him. But his friends kind of rally around him to try to like help him study for the big test, and he knocks the test out, and then we go to another game where this time the bad guy, the dude, I'm going to call him District Dickhead, he's basically bribing the coach to throw the game so they don't, you know, so they can close the school down and all that shit.
How about Mr. Axwell?
Is that what his name? I don't really feel like he was worth fucking knowing. He's just a dick.
Paid by Kevin McNulty. He's one of those. Oh yeah, that guy was in that.
That guy.
Yeah,
exactly. And this is a crazy part of this film. Like, I know we talked about the silliness and the bonkersness. So before the halftime, the football team is just sucking. They're getting their ass beat, like 39-0. 39,
nothing. Yeah, something like that.
And so they go into halftime. One of the friends had overheard the conversation, but got locked in some kind of container, some kind of like equipment container.
Rodney, yeah.
Yeah, he gets let out. He goes and tells everybody, they're throwing the game. Like, we got to do something. So what's the bright idea? Hey, let's tell these guys what's going on so they play better. No, let's knock them the fuck out with some kind of knockout gas or fart gas or whatever.
Yeah.
And let's take their place. Mind you, most of these people are in the freaking band.
Who the fuck
was playing during the halftime while everybody's suiting up to play the fucking football game?
All of a sudden, the Harlem Globetrotters showed up and they're playing the New Jersey Generals on the football field. You know?
No, if that doesn't sound bonkers enough, now all of a sudden, hey, the brain accelerator machine works and it's portable with fucking horseshoes.
And it'll go through helmets, you know, right to the brain.
Now they're fucking scoring. Now they're like scored at least 6 touchdowns.
Yeah, school officials in the stands watching this shit, you know, not disqualifying the team and
not realizing, hey, isn't that the motherfucker that was directing the band to do their thing? What the fuck's he doing what's he doing quarterbacking? But it's a comedy. It's a ha-ha. It's suspend your disbelief, if you will. But
smoke a couple bowls.
You'd have to be super, super high in Iran.
It was tough.
It still wasn't. It sobered you up or what?
I had to take a nap and watch it in sections, bro.
Yeah, man. And, I literally watched it today, and to get the taste out of my mouth, I ended up watching one of my favorite movies that I'll probably review pretty soon on the Bizarro Extra Butter, Aliens.
Okay. Yeah. That's the best one.
And it's Alien, my favorite.
Aliens greater than Alien, my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those, the sequels better than the first.
T2 greater than T1. No, T1 was great. T2 is probably the greatest sequel of all time.
Oh yeah. So I had to watch that to get to like cleanse my palate and get the just like what the fuck mentality. Like,
yeah. Okay, so I'm not alone in this, you know. So you're suffering too. Okay. As long as I know you're suffering too, bro. Yeah.
But you notice that they have to win, like you even said, you have to win the big game, you have to pass the test, and you know, you can't for this school to win, and he doesn't even get his diploma. Like, did they explain what test was it, like a diploma?
It just ended after the big game.
It was like, I want to say it was homecoming, dude. Homecoming for me in Texas is like October in the fall, where football is usually played. They don't play football in the fucking in the springtime, right before graduation.
I didn't even think about that. And where is this supposed to be? Hold on. It's supposed to be in
football is a fall sport. So you're going to tell me you're playing these games like you're going to shut down a school halfway through the semester or halfway. Halfway through the school year. Now these little motherfuckers, let's say they did close it down. Now these little motherfuckers got to find a new school. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Ernest, it's like they thought about the premise. Ernest goes to like fill in the blank. School.
Someplace called Chickasaw Falls High School. That sounds like it's cold as hell in football season. You know?
It sounds like they should have a little bit more Native Americans in the cast, if you know what I mean.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. And then
but Chief runs with
Canada.
Bulls.
How about that? I didn't even know that. The film was filmed in Canada. So yeah, that late November springtime Canadian weather. It's perfect football weather. Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so like it was a homecoming game. It was a district game, usually, like I said, in the fall. He's supposed to graduate. He's supposed to get his high school diploma. So like, is this and everybody was taking the test, not just him. If it would have just been a test for him to like say, hey, you know, take this test and you'll get your GED equipped, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, so
that way you don't have to go the whole school year because you only showed up for like 2-3 weeks.
Right. So yeah, if the whole school had to take the test that Ernest had to take to graduate, so then that means they still would have got shut down because the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors wouldn't have graduated. So that's a stupid.
Yeah, everybody a senior? Like, what the fuck?
Now they said because they didn't. Now, If they would have just said he was a student, and he, like you said, they didn't, they left out the graduating. If he would have graduated and then some kind of hijink, that would have been a perfect time for a Vern cameo. You know what I'm saying? Like Vern, like him.
Hey Vern, I did it. Like him actually cap and gown deal. But no, they make the stupid little joke, like with the vacuum scene or the vacuum in the hallway scene where he eats the motor to shut it off. They do it again here with like some little music box that he's given to what was her name? Miss Fagel? Feigl? Miss Fagel too?
Flugel or whatever.
Flugel.
Yeah.
And he eats that and it's like, oh, hey, the end. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he could have made out with Miss Flugel. damn. The Vern character, like, he wasn't a friend of Vern, but Vern thought he was a friend of him. So Vern would have had to visiting like a relative graduating at the ceremony and happened to, that way Vern would have done something to Vern to
hey Vern and he looks he looks at him like oh and he kind of like oh no, I don't know who you're talking about, hey come here, I'm saying hey you know whatever, fill in the blank, but yeah man, like
some kind of slip on the banana peel gimmick, and that would have been a better finish.
Yeah. You asked me how what makes me go through the process of watching these movies.
Yeah, man. I'm curious.
And like, if you've heard me talk about other movies, like, yes, I watch them and I digest them for what they are, entertainment value. Mm-hmm. So logic just is kind of takes a back seat to everything because you're taking it as a story, you know, the entertainment value. Logic really is for reality.
Right.
You know, not reality TV, but reality. So, you know, these movies, you know, you have a story to tell, you know, you got the hero or the protagonist, you got the dilemma, you got, you know, what can this protagonist do to accomplish or to, you know, accomplish his, you know, his mission at hand. He has to get a degree, he has to graduate so we can save the school. And then they add little other things, you know, they added the game, they added, I want to date the band teacher, which he probably could because he's what I would say early 40s, mid 40s,
probably somewhere around there,
character wise. Yeah. And then, it kind of takes a little left turn with the whole science, like brain accelerator and these super scientists. And she's German, so you know, she was probably influenced by the right, my father, the scientist that came and did the Manhattan Project.
I don't know.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer.
I haven't.
From what I hear, watching Oppenheimer is like watching a history movie or history class movie. Shout out Tito.
Well, he was definitely a tormented motherfucker, man. For him, it was the science. He was the science. They actually wanted Einstein to be on there, but he was morally opposed to it. But he was kind of a unofficial advisor during that whole Manhattan Project and shit. So I don't know the movie either, but I've read about J. Robert Oppenheimer and stuff and kind of how he was so conflicted about what he was doing and developing.
You'll dig this. You ever seen that show Sliders back in the day?
How does that one?
Sliders, like Jerry O'Connell played like this.
Yeah. I do remember that show. Yeah, I like that show. Yeah,
I've been watching it on Peacock. I've been rewatching it, and like the third or fourth episode. Right?
It was on Fox. It was on Fox, right?
Yeah, it was on Fox.
Yeah.
I do remember that show. I think like the third or fourth episode, they talk about, they go to a world where they didn't detonate the bomb. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a trip, but it was multiverse before multiverse was a thing.
When I listen back to this podcast, I know I'm gonna write down Sliders and kind of check that out, but I'm kind of intrigued by that. I do remember that show though. Is it on Tubi?
It's on Peacock and the Roku channel.
Okay, but I
watch it on Peacock. But make sure you put Sliders and TV show. Don't, because next thing you know, you'll probably be high a little bit and you say Sliders and go get, you know, White Castle from the store.
Man,
get a bunch of little cheeseburgers.
I would never eat White Castle ever again. I was dating my first wife at the time. She's from Jersey. And my first time visiting her parents, we get White Castle. And this was, they had like a three-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment. Man, I ate like six of them. And they were so good going down. But when they hit, bro, I cleared their whole apartment. Yeah. I blew up their apartment. They were like, God, you bringing this fool around?
You know, where the matches at?
Ooh, Lord. That was my lesson. That was before Terrell was born. So that was 27, 28 years ago. I haven't had White Castle since. No.
We went to Vegas, and that was like one of the main reasons why I wanted to go to Vegas, was to hit up a White Castle, because there's none here in Texas. The closest thing is what you get at the frozen food section.
Yeah. Florida had a version, they called it Crystal with a K. It was
kind okay, of, yeah, I mean, I think I've burgers. Seen one. Yeah. But so what do you have in your notes that we haven't covered yet on this film?
This one I didn't really take a whole lot of notes and stuff, because I was like, man, I think we're just gonna riff, because this movie was terrible.
It is bad.
But there were some comedic moments in there. I appreciate it and stuff. And
oh yeah, like what makes you almost think, like, what about like the other movies, like Slam Dunk? What'd you say, Slam Dunk, Ernest?
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Like, how goofy is that? Yeah, Africa, and then the army, because the later ones, I would assume they were direct to TV, DVD type of movies.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, the early ones, you can't go wrong with those. Like, I don't think I've ever seen the first one, Ernest Goes to Camp, but Ernest Goes to Jail and Scared Stupid, I remember those two. And Saves Christmas was awesome. Saves
Christmas is probably the most known, the most profitable, because Christmas movies normally make good money. Yeah.
And it is a Christmas movie because it had Santa Claus in it.
Right.
And the word Christmas was in the title. But I mean,
Yeah. So you could add that to your Christmas review
movies. Yeah. Next year.
I didn't realize there were that many direct to movie. There were 8 total, I think. And this was the last one to do to get any kind of theater. This was like a 2-month run in a couple of, like, in Kentucky and whatever. This was definitely this was probably Ernest Jumps the Shark. You know, this was probably the
last. Yeah. And then, like I said, I mean, this came out before Billy Madison, because Billy Madison came out and it was fucking hilarious. It was a great movie.
Yeah.
And this one kind of had the same premise in a way, but it was just a little cartoony, a little bit more slapstick in a way.
Yeah. I remember Billy Madison way more than I remember this movie, for sure.
Yeah. But all right, man, as we wind down, you got anything you want to plug? Any social media and new episodes coming soon to the Comic Chops platform?
Well, first, thank you again, bro, for allowing me to chop it up with you and get this podcast. Nope. And
you're always welcome, bro.
Podcast chops, underway. But yeah, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram at CJ Tells Jokes. There you'll see, I haven't really posted any gigs. I do have a gig coming up later in the month, so I'll post dates and all that stuff. Comic Chops, the podcast, if you prefer audio form, I swear it's coming out. We just recorded episode 2 with my homegirl Devin Benish. She's actually going to be out in El Paso, so by the time this comes out, she'll have put that information on where to follow her and all that stuff. Check out the Iron Sheik episode of Extra Butter, and there's going to be clips of the Comic Chops episode that the three of us recorded. So follow me at those places, man. And I promise you, bro, Comic Chops is coming out. It's coming out slowly, but it's coming out. I promise you.
Yeah. I kind of jumped the ship a little bit. I did put my version of their first Comic Chops on the YouTube, but I just kind of wanted to put it out there to just, make it known into the ether that, hey, CJ's coming. CJ is back in the podcasting game. He's got his show coming out, and this is kind of what we do. And then it ties into the episode on Extra Butter that we did on The Wrestler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then but now CJ is cutting his audio and cutting his own version of that conversation, and it's going to be on his YouTube, and it's at CJ Tells Jokes on everywhere. Like you're on Instagram with that handle and X and Facebook and all that, right?
Yeah, definitely for Instagram and X, I'm at CJ Tells Jokes. I'm trying to, my Facebook is mainly just me and goofing around and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm toying with the idea of either having a comic shop page or a group that houses a lot of the Facebook stuff, because I do spend a lot of time on there. So I'm still trying to figure all that technical shit out. All but right. Yeah, just follow me on Insta and
Instagram.
And yeah, then that'll lead to everything else, Facebook or YouTube and stuff like that. So,
and then in this episode, I probably won't edit anything. I think we hit the nail on the head, and so yeah, go back and check out the Extra Butter episode we did with Devin. We talked about the Sheik 2014 documentary, and then we got to know a little bit about her on the second episode of Comic Chops. And then CJ also had her on his other podcast, Live, what was it again? Live, Laugh, Love.
Love Life's Comedy was, Love, that was, bad, yeah. So that was, I did like a season and a half, I guess. I kind of lost the mojo for podcasting and comedy for a little while. Some issues with the distributor. Anyway, long story short, so Love Life's Comedy was kind of like just talking about the journey in my first year of comedy in San Antonio and stuff. And Devin is one of my best friends in comedy. We met 2 years ago through this comedy workshop at Upstage Comedy Lounge, and she's my joke writing partner. We bounce ideas off each other, give good notes to punch up material and stuff like that, and genuinely good person and a funny ass motherfucking comic. So follow her at Unclassy Comedy on, I think she's on everything, but search Unclassy Comedy for sure on Insta. And she says she doesn't do Twitter or she doesn't do X, but she's definitely on Insta and on Facebook. So check out Unclassy Comedy. Follow Devin Benish, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have all those links and everything in the description, as well as the Extra Butter episode she was on, because she said she has some shows coming up in El Paso.
Yeah, she's going to be at the comic strip in El Paso.
So that's going to be the weekend of the 8th and the 9th, or the 9th and the 10th. So right. Sunday the 10th, so, March 2024. So hopefully if y'all hear this in time, if y'all are in the area, if y'all know people in the area, please, please push that out there. We want to show some love and support for Devin and all the comics out there. And you know, that's a pretty long ways for, I mean, I'm over here talking about 2 hour drive for an open mics.
That's, she's like got a show. Yeah.
She's got a show in El Paso.
So, yo, you know, I know there's, I'm sorry to step over, but there's a lot of K100. I'm sure there's some K100 fans that are over here. Yeah. And Chuco Town represents K100, so go out there and support Devin Benish, man. If you get a chance, go out to the comic strip.
Hell yeah!
Name drop Nicho and CJ. Tell her we say what's up.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! So I guess that does it for this first entry in the 2024 March Podcasting Madness edition. We got that fifth year.
Sorry.
We got the fifth year anniversary. You know, this podcast came out in 2019. You know, at the time, my little girl was still a bun in the oven.
Wow.
And I had this thought of doing something that I could, you know, get into the creative, get the creative juices flowing and put out there. And you know, here she is, 4.5 years old. Daddy's still knocking them out. We're at episode what? 115, 116.
Wow.
So,
oh, bro, that's impressive, man. Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it. You know, I'm sticking with the two episodes a month, you know, the bi-weekly releases, but it's March, baby, and you know how we do it. To celebrate, I'm going to have, obviously, have CJ on. I have a few people on the list that are gonna make appearances. Mike the Hitman is returning. Keebler Cholo's returning. So, you know, even if it doesn't come out in March, if y'all want to be on the podcast, reach out to me on the X, on the Twitter machine, at Shut Up Popcorn. Hit me in the DMs, hit me in the comments, let me know. And like I said, I'm always open to talk about whatever movie y'all want to talk about, whether it's a good or bad movie, having a conversation with people, you know, get to know, you know, the people out there and interacting. But that's about it. That's all I got for this type of outro, for because it's all one. It's not sandwiched. It's all one big hoagie. Yeah, that's a sandwich. One big slice of pizza. We'll put it that way.
We're a little punchy, bro. We've been recording podcasts all night.
Yeah, we've been going at it since 6 Central Time. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and end this episode, end this podcast by saying the only thing I've ever said at the end of a podcast: if you ain't laughing, you ain't living. Take care of yourself and the people you love. Nanu, nanu. Peace.